CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Residents should avoid watercourses and structures like culverts and dams due to rapidly rising water. Saugeen Conservation issuing a statement today that minor flooding is possible in low-lying areas due to the heavy rainfall we've been receiving this week. Residents of Grey Highlands will pay about $160 more in property taxes this year. Council approved a 7.6% increase in an effort to support investments in roads, facilities, and community spaces. Mayor Paul McQueen called it one of the most challenging budgets council had ever tackled. He thinks the result supports the growing community, invests in facilities and infrastructure, and does not sacrifice service delivery. The 2024 budget includes Alice Street construction, some asphalt resurfacing, new sound systems for municipal halls, parks and recreation improvements, and water and sewer service maintenance. Blue Water District School Board heard back from its black student body this week, discussing their experiences. Superintendent Keith Lefebvre says the goal was to empower students and make their voices heard, and the event was a step toward diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Assumptions that we make about people based on how they look, color of their skin, how they speak, and what we found over the last few years, because we've run them now a few times, we've seen a greater percentage of black students coming to the forums.
Lefebvre says students opened up and were engaged by the end of the day. United Way Perth Huron is getting ready to celebrate volunteers during Volunteer Week from April 14th to the 20th. United Way Executive Director Ryan Erb says their vast network of volunteers literally allows them to exist.
Our volunteer network of 600 people, about 500 of those people are dedicated to raising money for us, right? So when you think about our campaign this year, $2.36 million, just an incredible effort. But it doesn't happen with a handful of staff. It happens because we have this network of volunteers across the region, you know, and we have another 100 core volunteers that are helping us out on day-to-day efforts.
Seven outstanding volunteers were recognized at the recent Spirit of Community Gala. Habitat for Humanity Huron County is ready to break ground on a new construction project. Resource Development Officer Heather Glenister says the ceremony Sunday will kick off construction.
It's very exciting for the family and for all of us at Habitat as we, continue to provide, affordable homes for people and particularly within the housing crisis. I think this is really even more important work that Habitat does.
The latest home will be built at 158 Anglesey Street in Goderich for a single mother and two children. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
Listowel Cyclones looking to clinch the Cherry Cup tonight. They're up 3-1 on Stratford and at home for Game 5. Johnny Kay will be on the call for OHA Hockey on CKNX. He says the Cyclones had to learn a different style after they went down a couple of goals in Game 4.
Once that happened, now Listowel had to change their game plan a little bit because they're not used to coming from behind. They always play with the lead. So if anything, it was a good learning opportunity for the three coaches for the Cyclones.
Puck drop at 7:30 on AM920 CKNX. The Hanover Barons heading east as they open up the PJHL North Conference Final against the Alliston Hornets on the road. Hornets GM Travis Chapman tells CKNX that Hanover could be better than the Mount Forest Patriots teams they've faced the past couple of years.
Our focus is always on, trying to impose the way we want to play on a series and forcing the other team to try and adjust to what we're doing. If you're taking shifts off further down the lineup and those cost you, that depth can win series.
Game 1 starts at 8 o'clock. Games 2 and 3 of this series will both be live on CKNX this weekend. Blue Jays home to the Rockies at 7:07. Raptors on the road against the Miami Heat at 8. And at the Masters, Listowel's Corey Connors having a rough round 2. He's at even par for the tournament and has 7 holes remaining. He's in a tie for 18th. Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler, the co-leaders at 7 under. Tiger Woods at 1 over. He's just about to finish up on 18. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
A wind warning continues with winds shifting to the northwest and gusting to 90. That should diminish to 70 after midnight. Periods of rain continuing, changing to snow or rain later on this evening. Low overnight near 2 degrees. For tomorrow, cloudy with the chance of flurries or showers, but clearing in the afternoon, high near 8. On Sunday, chance of showers and cloudy with a high of 15. And partly sunny Monday, high up to 16.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast. And read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.